The new Connect FM.
It's an honor to talk with you. Thank you for being on.
Well, thanks for having me. Good to be back in Champaign.
Oh, what do you mean by back in Champaign?
Oh, in years past, as I was passing through on my way to Great Lakes, I managed to spend some hours in Champaign.
Awesome. Well, it's a great place. It is definitely wonderful. And you've gone on to do many, many, many things in many different places since being here. Let me start with this. The decision to release the photo of Osama bin Laden or not to release the photo, obviously it's been a very difficult one. Can you shed some light on that decision process?
I believe that it's three parts.
Okay.
One is that it is a political decision. I believe it's also an emotional or personal decision. And three, I think that it was not done lightly. I think that the president took advantage, I know he took advantage of the National Security Council and particularly the principals of the principals committee to take a lot of input before making the decision.
And what is, for those of us who don't know what that is, what is the principals committee?
The National Security Council was established by the National Security Act of 1947.
Okay.
Presidents since then have used the National Security Council in helping formulate policy. The very first act that President Obama took when he entered office was to initiate the presidential directive, PDDs, let's see, Presidential Policy Decision Memorandum.
Okay.
In that memorandum, he described what he wanted the National Security Council to do for him. That also organizes the National Security Council into a principals committee, which are generally cabinet level, a deputies committee, who are assistant secretary level, and then other interagency working and policy groups. And so at various levels, they have responsibilities to build expertise and then provide that information to the president for decision making in a number of areas, including domestic, foreign policy, mm-hmm. national security from a military perspective, intelligence, and economic.
Wow. So how many people do you think that he talked with about this decision? Is there a guesstimate?
I don't know the exact number, but I know it was on the order of a dozen who sat around the table and offered their professional opinions mm-hmm. of whether he should or should not.
And it seems ultimately that the reason not to release the photo is really for the safety of our troops, because we're still at war. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, we know that that was a strong argument that came from Secretary of Defense Bob Gates. There were others who obviously seconded that. I don't know what the right answer is. I think the president took these all on board, mm-hmm. and I think that there are reasons that he decided not to, which he may not make public. As a for instance, mm-hmm. it is possible that as the SEALs rolled up intelligence and as that came back, there may be an extremely good reason not to release that photograph for intelligence reasons. Mm-hmm. We won't know that. What right. we know is the public rationale. Whether that is the real reason, we don't know.
And as a leader, there are some things that the public just will never know. There are some things that we're not supposed to know. Correct? Is that why maybe some of the conflicting stories with some of the facts, you know, we hear this one day, we hear that the other day, is that because really some things are just being kept secret because they need to be kept secret?
Yes and no. I think that what we saw was an initial rush to the microphone to, you know, make political hay out of this great mission, very high risk that resulted in very high reward.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the inexperience of it was that they started to talk before having all the facts or having the context of some of the facts. It's interesting to note that they've now gone quiet. And I think that the more they learn, the more they regret having created a little bit of the firestorm with all this chatter that started in an uninformed beginning.
Today, President Obama visits Ground Zero. You know, we're remembering those who lost their lives on 9/11. Now that we have finally gotten some justice and Osama bin Laden is dead, what does this day mean for you?
Well, I worked in the Pentagon at 9/11 and watched in horror, as did all other Americans, as the Twin Towers came down and then the Pentagon got hit and then the aircraft went down in Pennsylvania. We were dealing with the reactions of chaos and emotions as Washington, D.C. was literally shut down and reports of additional aircraft were inbound to the White House and State Department, et cetera. We were dealing with a lot of unknowns. But the one thing we were all pretty sure of was who was responsible for this. Mm-hmm. And from that point until now, there are a number of people, and I will say I'm one of them, that's had a burning ache in my heart to finally bring this guy to, quote-unquote, the justice that he deserved. And so I think that it closes this chapter of what terrorism has done to us. Mm-hmm. However, it has opened a new chapter, which is, so what's changed and who will be the next actor who will take on that kind of a leadership role?
Some folks who think that the photo should be released because there obviously there's always going to be debate about a decision. You know this as a leader. Some are saying that releasing the photo shows ultimately that we mean business and that's the way that you deal with terrorists. I mean, do you feel that we're being too soft by not letting them see the photo or not?
No, I don't think we're being too soft, but I think, again, that the decision is a very personal one for the president and has mostly a political calculation into it. I would argue, if I were in that room, or I would make the decision if it were up to me, to release the photo to prevent what I believe is going to ultimately happen and that it will leak out. Mm-hmm. And rather than have it leak out, why not just officially get it out, get it over with, and move on? Because as we're now seeing, this thing is bouncing like a ball that just doesn't seem to want to slow down while we second guess whether this was a good idea or a bad idea. The majority of Americans want to see it because sight is our strongest of all senses and seeing is believing. There is this public rationale of it being too gruesome. However, I don't think that societies in general are fazed much by how gruesome things can be, certainly not our opponents, mm-hmm. Who have no problem decapitating humans and putting it on video. Right. The argument that this will incite more to join is certainly a strong one. The question becomes this, will they not join anyway? Do they really need to have a photo as an excuse to join? I don't think that is going to make that much difference.
John, you've got a great blog, johnstuffelbeam.blogspot.com, talking all about leadership. And you talk about how being the leader and being a fighter pilot and head of organizations, that you had to provide leadership to get things done. You had to manage risk in order to preserve lives and assets. And you had to find opportunities when you were faced with the challenges. I think we're all looking to be better leaders in our lives. Any other suggestions?
Well, I tend to look to good examples, and one whom I have followed many years was former general and former president Dwight Ike Eisenhower. Yeah. One of the things that he prized was a leader who is instinctively bold and decisive, but is also very benevolent with people and very accommodating. And I think that those are just wonderful qualities that I would like to see more of. I would like to see less of micromanagers and less of tyrants and things like that.
Wonderful. Well, again, what an honor to be able to talk with you. And if you ever come back to Champaign, please let us know.
I can't wait to get there. It's God's country as I know it.
Wonderful. Well, you have a wonderful day, and thank you so much.
You're most welcome. You have a good day, too.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.